Welcome to Sonic Forge, a podcast series about songwriting from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. In each episode, we introduce a new song and talk about it with the artist behind that song. Since the beginning, we have looked to nature as an expression of who God is and what God is like. We look to the material, what we can see and hear and touch, to try to understand the ethereal and the spiritual, and that which exists apart from the physical reality we inhabit. Not only does nature provide a concrete substance of expression, it's also amazing. It's vast and intricate and beautiful. So it's no wonder our worship of God leans into the metaphor of the natural world. The song Faithful Again utilizes images like the sunrise or a mountain on the horizon to describe the faithfulness of God. God is constant. God is bigger than we are. We find our own stories within the larger narrative of all that God is. And there's a comfort in this that leads us to worship.
Steadfast in of my horizon, where I am now, where I'm going, it all belongs to you. There's no one beside you that I would trust.
Well, thanks for sharing that song, Christian. Were there any verses in God's Word, or what aspect of you know, a Christian's walk encouraged you or inspired you to write that song?
Yeah, I mean, I just started with the idea of the faithfulness of God, which is a tried and true thing we can worship Him for, and I just sort of reached for some metaphors, you know, in nature, some common metaphors, I suppose. Of the sun and the moon and, you know, the tides and the mountain.
I like the way you...
To represent that.
Yeah, I like the way that you weave that. You know, you start out in the first verse as sunrise, and the second, you got the high moon, and then the third is, man, the mountain in the distance, I'm on that journey with God.
Yeah, yeah, and they're just pictures of His faithfulness, you know, like the sun rises every morning, and you can count on it. And the moon goes up and pulls the tides in a pattern, and you can count on that. And so, and this, a mountain that's firm and not moving. So that's the idea, is, you know, the faithfulness of God is like that. And yeah, that's really what I started with. I think in terms of the bridge, I had an experience with God in prayer where I was just reminded of His faithfulness, you know, that He has, you know, hasn't He done great things? Hasn't He done miracles? Isn't He who He says He is?
You know? Yeah.
And there's a, I suppose in worship, when you reckon with that, it doesn't necessarily just happen one time, you know, because you can be going through your day and have forgotten about the faithfulness of God, or going through your month or your life. And then you reckon with, wait, He is still who He says He is. And He is still the one who has done great things. And yeah, still deserving of worship.
Yeah, I think that's good. Sometimes we get such in a hurry, or we're so busy that we don't see the miracles that God's doing every day around us, or even how He's working in other people's lives. I think that's really good. He is in the miracle business still. And I like the chorus, you know, faithful when I'm faithless, I see You're nothing but good to me. That phrase, you know, speaks about even when we are faithless, God is faithful.
Mm.
And that is definitely from Scripture. You know, the truth of this song is that God is present with His children. He follows, not only do we follow Him, but He is with us wherever we go.
Mm.
And, you know, Jesus says that I'm with you always, but here He is so faithful to us.
And the faithfulness of God is a comfort when things don't feel stable,
you right? Know?
And so I'm pointing to these very stable metaphors from nature: the sun and the moon and the mountains and the tide. But in the chorus, I'm saying You're constant when my world falls apart,
right?
Or You're steadfast in the change, winter to spring. So even there, the seasons and the natural world, there's change.
Mm-hmm.
But God is steadfast, and that's just really a comfort, and I think inspires me to worship God. It remains faithful.
Yes.
You know, even regardless of if we remain faithful, which we usually don't, you know, as humans, we don't as much as we should or could.
Yeah, and I think it's wonderful how you tied in, even in the second verse, I'm on the tides of the ocean, I'm sailing, everything's good. Then all of a sudden the ocean gets dark and so forth, you know, but hey, I'm safe because God is there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the beautiful thing about it, even right now in our faithlessness, if we recognize that God is still faithful, longing for us to return to Him so that He can restore us so we can become faithful to Him again.
Yeah.
And that's good, and that's in this song, because that's part of the great things that God does. That's part of the miracles.
Mm.
That's part of the price that He paid that you bring out in the bridge. And it is, yes, you have. And then, and I like the way it builds, there's no one besides You that I would trust to hold me up. Faithful one, have Your way, because You are faithful.
Yeah, there's sort of a surrender. Since all of this stuff is true, there's a surrender at the end.
Yeah.
Have Your way. I like that picture of a mountain in the distance, that it's both like this massive, incomprehensibly huge mountain. But so in a sense, it's on the horizon, like we're moving towards. but also it's, you know, like a mountain range. We're sort of already on the mountain too, you know, yeah. as we're headed and that way. And I, that's a picture I have of like a spiritual life of moving toward this mountain, which is God, but also being on the mountain already, being in the presence of God, you know, that he takes up my horizon. He's all that I'm heading toward. And really all that I'm experiencing now too belongs to him.
Yeah.
I think recognizing that and then there's a surrender. I think.
Yeah. So I noticed this time, you know, we talked last time musically about our favorite keys, you know, key of E and so forth and guitar. Mm-hmm. But this time you played piano.
Yeah.
And what key did you play it in?
Yeah, I played in D.
Okay.
It was, I don't really write songs from piano very often. This is one of a few that I have. And it's a really different process, obviously, for me.
Yeah.
because I'm less comfortable. I shouldn't say I'm not uncomfortable playing piano, but it's less proficient,
yeah.
you know. And so I recorded this demo just in the church, you know, on our piano. I have a video of it. Maybe I'll put the video up on our. I'll link it in.
It looks good.
Description.
Yeah, just, from what little I saw, it looks really good.
Yeah, just a single shot of me, you know, playing the.
There's an angelic glow there in the midst of the dark. You know, the light is showing. Glow. That's good.
But yeah, so I wrote it from the piano, and that made it different when I went to. Record like a more produced version too.
Yeah.
Because instead of laying down multiple guitar tracks, I was working more with synths and things like that, which I don't do as often.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a different.
So when you go to produce and you, what do you just start from the very beginning, intro, verse, chorus, or do you just go maybe to the chorus or the bridge or do you lay down the rhythm section or the percussion? What do you do?
What's your process? In general, I lay down whatever the driving instrument is first, which is almost always for me the guitar. So I'll lay down a rhythm guitar and then I will start to supplement that with lead parts. And then I'll usually re-record that rhythm part later because it's, so it's not as full, right? Because the first time I play it, it's really full. But then as I'm adding other instruments, now I want the rhythm to be, either simpler or not as loud or something like that. And so I usually do the main couple instruments and then the vocals. And then I start to layer on the other synth things or the, you know, lead parts or whatever. And then maybe I'll redo the vocals depending on how it sounds after I've done all that. So
and
that's
the
pretty much how I do it.
Yeah. And the produced version, I liked it too, that, you know, you built up and then you had a musical term decrescendo, where the instruments backed out. Mm. And then you had some wonderful different little sounds that was like, you know, ear candy.
Yeah.
Kept the listener there, like, oh, what's going to come next, which was really good, and so forth. My wife always encourages me to do more of that. I'm like, oh, man, I'm at the smorgasbord of songwriting, and I want every instrument in all the time, and it just, the truth is, it brings fatigue to the listener. So, you know, just layering it like you did, I think is very complimentary to the truth of that course.
I think it's nice to have dynamics like that, you know, and sometimes we do that better than others. You know, it's basically when you're home recording by yourself, you're simulating playing with a band.
That's
and
right.
so
yeah.
what I want the band to do, and I don't know. and so, yeah, sometimes I don't always have a great ear for that. Some of them turn out better than others, I think, in my experience. But I was pretty happy with
this is a good job. Yeah, I think it was. Turns out. I think it was excellent. I think it's great. Hey, just one question before we get to listen to it. Is did you write this? Did it come to you all at once, or was it a process like a couple of days? Or
I remember I wrote the bridge were just some notes that I had taken in that prayer session that I had with God, and you know, I didn't put music to it right away or anything, but that was the first, I guess, thing that was pen to paper. Really, out of the bridge sprung the idea of okay, his faithfulness, and then those three images, and I would say like the mountain, the sunrise, and the moon. I definitely wrote a first draft of it. Some of the latter parts of the verses came together later, since it's not very rhymey. You know, I'm not really searching for a rhyme in the verses. I could be a little more explicit, I guess. You're not contained in a rhyme scheme. Usually I like working in a rhyme scheme, but in this case I didn't really.
But the song still is connected and glued together a little bit because of that. Yeah.
I think I would say this came pretty quickly in terms of lyrics. But then there was a lot of tweaking later.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, I can't wait for others to hear it.
I played it one time at a Sunday night. I played it from the piano at our church at a worship night or a missions night. And Yeah, people were like, "Wow, that was a lot of words." You're like, "How'd you write all that?" They were impressed with
impressed with the words. You know that many words.
Yeah, it's funny.
But you have a dictionary right beside you.
Yeah.
The songwriter's rhyming dictionary.
But no, they were sweet. And we haven't really like embraced it necessarily as a church. We haven't sung it. It's a little wordy to be like a Sunday morning worship song. It's reflective.
Right.
But I think it's worshipful, especially in the bridge and the chorus. So.
It definitely is. Mm-hmm. And I could see it being sung at a, you know, time of intercession in a worship service or even for communion, those kind of things.
Yeah.
It's great.
The sunrise every morning, I know that you will be the same. When I seek you, I find you. Your love calls out to me. Your spirit was poured out, now I can know you more and more. I call you friend, call you Lord. Faithful, you'll be faithful again. Faithful like you've always been. Constant when my world falls apart. That's who you are. Steadfast in the change, winter to spring, even in the in-between. Faithful when I'm faithless, I see nothing but good to me. In the distance, You take up my horizon. Where I am now, where I'm going, it all belongs to you. And there's no one besides you that I will trust to make me faithful one. Have your way.
Faithful Again will be released in late December 2024. You can listen to the demo version on the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church YouTube page, and you can find more songs by Pilgrim House at pilgrimhouse.bandcamp.com or on Spotify. Sonic Forge is a podcast series from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.